こんにちは。
こんにちは。
バイリンガルニュースでは日本語と英語でニュースを紹介しています。その後にマイケルは英語で、私は日本語でバイリンガル会話形式でコメントしていきます。文字起こしのテキストや各エピソードごとの宿題はバイリンガルニュース公式アプリからチェックしてみてください。先週ちょっとアプリにいろいろと問題があったんですけれども、 iOS 版と Mac 版どちらもアップデートを公開したので、購読していただいている方はぜひ今アプリをアップデートしていただけると大変助かります。すみません、よろしくお願いします。
お願いします。
1個目、ミネソタ州ミネアポリスで先週月曜日、警察に拘束されたジョージ・フロイド氏がその場で死亡した事件を受け、アメリカ全土で黒人への差別や警察による暴力に反対する大規模な抗議活動が行われています。当日異変に気づいて現場を撮影した人の動画では、手錠をかけられて地面に伏せるフロイド氏の体を2人の警察官が押さえ込み、さらにもう1人がフロイド氏の首の上におよそ9分間膝をついて体重をかけている様子が確認できます。フロイド氏は息ができないと繰り返し訴えていました。警察官3人はそれぞれ第2級殺人および第2級殺人の幇助で起訴されています。
Large-scale protests are being held across the United States against racism and police brutality in response to the death of George Floyd. He died after being restrained by police last week on Sunday in Minneapolis, Minnesota. In a video filmed by someone who noticed the incident, Floyd can be seen handcuffed, lying face down, and being restrained by two officers, while a third officer has his knee weighing on his neck for 9 minutes. Floyd can be heard saying, "I can't breathe." All three officers are being charged with second-degree murder and being accomplices to murder.
そう、まあアメリカはすごく大変なことになっていて、もうこのことしか考えられないみたいな感じなんだけれども、今年の3月には、まあ救急隊で働いている黒人の女性が夜中に自宅で私服警察官に撃ち殺されるっていう、あの事件があったばっかりだよね。
うん。
なので、もう何回同じことがあるんだっていう感じなんだけども、この動画は、すごいショッキングというか、あの第二級殺人っていうのは、つまり、計画性はないけれども、故意に殺害しているっていうことだよね。
うん。
その、9分間、息ができないって言ってる人の首に体重をかけて膝で乗っかったら、そりゃ亡くなっても仕方ないというか、まあ息ができないって動画を見ると何度も言っているし、通り過ぎている歩行者の人たちもみんなもう彼のことを心配して警察官にやめろって何度も言ってるのに、それを無視しているっていう、すごく衝撃的な動画だったけど、これあのカウンティの検視結果とフロイド氏の家族が依頼して出た検視結果がこう違うものになっていて、それもまた問題視されているよね。
うん。
そのカウンティの検視結果だと、まあ心疾患とか薬物をもともとやっていたので、それが原因で心停止したっていうことになぜかなって、で家族の検視、家族が依頼した方の検視結果では、当然その首に体重をかけられたことによる窒息死っていう、その差も何なんだっていう話だしね。
Yeah, I think it's very upsetting for a lot of people, and you know, people have the sense that you know enough's enough, and they don't want to see.Something like this happen again. You know, it's traumatic for them. It's traumatic for their children. The most memorable, I guess, video for me was the Philando Castile video. Do you remember that one?
Mm-hmm.
It was when this woman's husband, I think, was...shot by the police, and she was live streaming it from her car.
Yeah.
And you know, that was, I mean, how can you not be absolutely enraged by this kind of behavior. And so people are just really upset. I mean, really upset. And
yeah.
I was watching some live streams, and I saw a live stream of calls to the LA police commissioner, and people were calling in, and I mean, they're absolutely furious. You know, people aren't going to tolerate this kind of thing anymore. So
yeah, メディアではこうやっぱり破壊的な行動ばかりがフォーカスされてしまっていて、ただこう、まあ、私の義理の弟は DC に住んでるんだけど、まあ、彼も含め私の友達でこのプロテストに参加してる人も結構いて、少なくとも彼らが言ったやつは、まあ、すごく平和的というか、別にその破壊行動を全く伴わないものなんだけど、こう珍しく特にこう今回その日本での報道のされ方のあまりのひどさというか、アメリカで起きていることについて日本の報道の方がストレス満載ってあんまり個人的な経験で今までないんだけど、今回ちょっとあまりにひどいからもうストレスって一切見ないようにしてるけど、誤解とか勘違いとかこう歪償化みたいなものがあまりにも散見されるというか、そもそもウィキペディアでも英語だと多分メネアポリスプロテストとかっていうタイトルなんだけど、日本語だとメネアポリス暴動っていう風に訳されてしまっているし、まあそれがすごく象徴的だと思うんだけど。
Well, a lot of people are upset about the rioting and the destruction,
yeah.
including the brother of George Floyd.And including,
そう本当にそう、そう本当にそうで、こうなんだろう、抗議活動の参加者の一部で怒りが爆発して思わず破壊行動に及んでる人ももちろんいるんだけど、そこにこう逆に白人至上主義者でこうわざと暴力化させて抗議行動を貶めたいみたいな人もいるし、みんなが平和的に抗議行動してるのに警察官が先に暴力を振るってきてもうぐちゃぐちゃになる場合もあるし、もう単純におバカな若者とか、まあ、便乗して店からね物を盗む人とか、もういろんな目的動機が入り乱れていて、こう暴走してる奴らみたいな感じで一括りには到底できない、まあ、状態なわけだよね。ある意味その一部のいろんな思惑を持った人々の暴力によって、まあ、真の抗議行動が邪魔されているって言ってもいいような状況もあるわけだけど、日本だとなんかこう黒人対白人の戦いとか左翼対右翼とか、なんか反トランプ政権の人が暴れてるとか、そのテロリスト組織による攻撃だから軍で制圧した方がいいみたいな、なんかそういう本当に問題の根本を理解してない報道がすごい多いなと思って。
Well, it's very complicated, and there's not just one thing going on.
そうなの。だからそんな単純な話じゃないんだよね。
There are criminals who are taking advantage of the chaos.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah.
There are anarchists who are just trying to cause chaos.And when you have a large protest like this, and it's public, any kind of person can just show up, and they can throw water bottles or bricks or whatever at the police. But it's, you know, there's no way to stop just one person showing up and inciting violence that way. And then, you know, the police get quite upset when something like that happens, or people don't listen to what they say, And I think we've seen over time, as these events escalate, that the police are engaging in some sort of mob type behavior as well. You know,
yeah.
I've seen there's videos of police officers doing things that they, you know, could only make things worse.
So.
And those videos go viral. And there's videos of cops...police officers hiding their badge numbers and things like this that they shouldn't be doing. So there's there are a lot of things that shouldn't be happening, but when people are this upset about something, you know, they don't, it's not like everyone knows exactly what to do either.
Yeah, so だからこう本当のメッセージは一般市民対差別主義者とか、まあ、構造的差別っていうもの自体のはずなんだけど、その一部の人による破壊行動ばっかりがメディアとか政治家によってフォーカスされてしまって、こうそこが怒られて終わってしまうっていうのを正直過去にもあったと思うんだよね。それを何回も繰り返してきてしまっているから、うん、そのメディアも学ばないといけない、政治家も学ばないといけないし、もうだ これで本当に変わらなかったらじゃあどうするんだっていう話で、それをまあ私からするとトランプ大統領はなんだろう、逆の効果というかさらに分断を煽るようなことを言ってしまってるから、
なんか、well, he's saying things that areCould easily be interpreted as, you know, egging people on or instigating people. You know, people are not... he should be saying things that make people feel more at ease and, you know, less interested in rioting. So,
だからその looting と vandalizing は良くないっていうのはもう誰でも分かってることじゃん。誰でも分かってることで、その悪いことをしたわけでもないお店とかその辺の人に被害を当てるのはやめようっていうのも当たり前のことでみんな分かってる。だからそればっかり言ってもしょうがなくて、その怒ってる、みんなが怒ってる、その気持ちは分かりますと、声は届いてますよっていう。だから確かにこうこの国で何回も同じことを繰り返してる、これはもうこの国はここで絶対変わんないといけないよねって、でデモが起きるのも時間の問題だったよねって、でその責任っていうのは当然自分とか政府にあって、自分がリードするから一緒に変えようみたいな、こうなんでこう寄り添えないのか、なんで寄り添わずに分断を煽るようなことを言うのか。でそのトランプはバカじゃないから分かってやってるわけじゃん。そこがすごい私は見ててこうまあイライラするというか。
Well, I think there's so much political division now that people are living in differentrealities, you know. They think they're standing up for something, and other people interpret it as being against something else, and they're the political realities are just becoming increasingly irreconcilable, and so people are going to subjectively interpret what he says, you know, like if you, the people that support him are going to think like we need a strongleader, we need, you know, law and order, we need to retake control, this is, you know, look at what they're doing to the cities. And then the other people are like, look at this problem that's existed for years and years and it hasn't been fixed, it's only getting worse, and now the police are engaged in these shenanigans, and where's, you know, where's, how is this going to change, like we can't just let this keep happening. So there I don't think that the rioting is helping, you know, as many of the leaders of these movements have said themselves and pleaded to, you know, their followers. There are election activities going on. There are ways to organize and mobilize and make change within the system. There is still room to take action. And so...
これに乗じてそういうことをしてる人はまあちょっと置いといて、本当に抗議の気持ちで、でもうどうしても我慢できずにそういう行動に走ってる人っていうのもさ、それを叱りつけるっていうのもやっぱりおかしくて、そこまで追い詰めてしまったんだっていう、それはだからある意味トラウマリスポンスっていうかさ、なんかそこも理解した上でやっぱり話さないといけないと思うし、日本なんだろう、その日本語だとなかなか説明しづらいけど、こう All lives matter っていう言葉自体がこういうふうにねじ曲げられているのも悲しいっていうか、なんかその All lives matter っていう言葉を reclaim どうにかできないのかなって私は思ってるんだけど、その差別主義者とか白人至上主義者によってその All lives matter っていう一見すごくポジティブな言葉が使われてるわけじゃん。それもなんかこうすごく残念だし。
Well, for context, according to the New York Times, and I think they are referencing、various police databases for this, but the use of force specifically against black people is 7 times higheron average per population in Minneapolis since 2015.
Okay.
And that's、much higher than it is in other parts of the United States.、even when they try to factor in encounter rates and everything else. So, and the thing is, for any individual person, for any individual black man or woman, you know, they shouldn't be subject to different treatment based onthe color of their skin, regardless、
sure.
of the crime rates in, you know, their neighborhood or anything else. And then if you have this、profiling environment, you know, if, and I feel like I have a little bit of experience with this personally, but if you're looked at and treated like a criminal in an environment, you start to feel like one, you start to resent the system, you start to feel, you don't feel safe because the people that are supposed to be protecting you are, are the opposite. They're potentially a threat.
Yeah.
Human beings just generally just want the same thing. You know, everyone wants the same thing. They want to feel safe. They want to be able to have a family and, you know,work and pursue happiness and have freedom to not be harassed or anything else like that. So,
本当になんか、なんだろう、Black Lives Matter っていう、もう本当だったら言わなくてもいいような当たり前のことを声高に言わなくちゃいけない。これは本当に変わらないといけないし、ただ一つ、
well,
その、
I think there's the conversation is still quite muddled in terms of、what should be done or what could be done.、a lot of things are being suggested. I'm not sure how much of it is, you know, getting through to the right people. But one thing that needs to happen is that if a police officer is doing something bad, the other police officers who areIn the same area, working, you know, is the partner of that police officer. That other police officer should be actively concerned、
yeah.
that, you know, in a preventative way, actively concerned that this other officer might do something that would get both of them in trouble.
You
know,
this,
there's no way we can have a situation where cops are, you know, supposed to be.Checking each other, but then if someone does something bad, it's like just that guy, you know.
Yeah.
So,
だそのある意味アメリカで警察官になるっていうのは、まあ給料も別に高いわけじゃないし、市民も銃を持っているっていう中で、まあ、職務を果たさなきゃいけない。Mm-hmm. だすごく危険な仕事なわけじゃん。日本のお巡りさんの何倍かわからんけど。
I wouldn't do it.
そう、全然比べ物にならないぐらい危険で、すごい怖いと思うんだよね。でだからこう打った打たないとかですごくディベイラブルな状況になる、まあ、すごくセンシティブな状況になることもあるけど、今回みたいにもう誰が見ても普通に防げたよねというか、彼ら死ぬ必要全くなかったじゃんっていう、それはさ、どうにかできないわけがないっていうか、その一人でこっそりやったわけじゃなくて、今マイケルが言ったみたいにチーム全員いたわけじゃん。4人もいて、うん、4人もいて、しかも歩行者のみんながやめろって言ってるのに止められなかったっていうのはすごいことだよ。
That's scary because, you know, if there's one officer, that's scary、うん、for a citizen because it's like, well, he could just do something and, I don't know, turn his camera off or whatever, cover it, and then, you know, he can just do whatever he wants. But if there's 3-4 officers, it's like there's, it's far less likely that they're,all gonna want to kill me, you know.
Yeah.
So I think, yeah. So they need to have a system of better accountability、between officers and really make it、their responsibility to make sure that other officers don't do something crazy.
その3月の救急隊の女性が自宅で射殺されてしまった時もそうだけど、こう当然その警察官の側はお互いかばい合って嘘をつくわけだよね。その自分たちが悪くなかったことにどうにかしてしようとするし、まあ、今回みたいにじゃあ検視結果も警察側に有利なものが出てくるとか。で、しかもそれがこう人種に基づいているというか、それは私は日本で生まれ育って、全然こう想像もできないというかさ、正直、個人的な経験として、なんだろう、自分の国にいて、おまわりさんから信じられないひどい扱いを受けるっていうのはないわけよ。なんだ、例えば子供のところは交番通り過ぎるときに、おまわりさんにこんにちはって挨拶するとかさ。
I've had a very different experience, but...
そうそうそう。そう、だから、なんか、その警察官のことを全く信用できない。その何かがあったときに、じゃあ、自分が例えば通報しても助けてくれるかわからない。そういうこう、全く信用できない。しかも、なんだろう、他国に行ってとかじゃなくて自分の国じゃん。
Yeah. I've gotten in trouble twice for going to the police asking for help. I got in trouble.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember you when you, when someone, some kids keyed your car.
Yeah.
They thought that you did something
wrong.
They
accused me of like parking there illegally and crazy stuff. They were taking my prints. And I'm like, are you kidding me? This doesn't, like, why would I...
当然日本も。
And when I try to get my bicycle registered, so, you know, I understand people sympathizing with this globally. I think Japan has a much better track record in terms of police brutality and killings, obviously.
そう。ただ、そうだから確かにその、当然日本はそういうさ、撃ち殺すみたいなことはないけども、マイケルが経験してるみたいな、こう差別っていうのは当然あって、そういう意味では一言ではないし、このね、今回、ジョージ・フロイドっていう名前を英語でググった時と日本語でググった時の検索の予測ワードが全然違うんだよね。で、それは私はびっくりしないけども、うん、日本語だと、ジョージ・フロイドがそもそも何をしたのかっていうことにすごくフォーカスされちゃうわけ。
うん、
それは私は予測してたけどね。絶対これが日本で起きた時最初に何て言われるか。あ、彼何したの、うん、彼は何か悪いことしたに違いない。で、そもそも警察に拘束されてたんでしょって、
うん。
悪いことしたのがそもそも悪いじゃんって。絶対言われるなって。そう、日本だと絶対それ最初に言われると思ったし、案の定、まあ、ツイッターもそうだし、その Google の検索予測見てももうそういうのばっかり出てくるわけ、
うん、
彼のそのジョージ・フロイドっていう言葉とかジョージ・フロイドはまで入れると、まあ、何をしたかとか前科とかそういうワードばっかり出てくる。だそれはそこ日本はそこは絶対変えないといけないと思う本当に、まあ、それこそいつまで同じことやるんだっていう、
うん、There's less focus on the individual and people are less worried about, you know, what happens if you're wrongly accused because it's perceived as just a total, you know, it's never going to happen kind of illusion.
アメリカのどっかの大学の教授がその自分も20ドル紙幣をの偽物で支払ったっていう疑惑で警察にこう拘束されたことがあると。で、うん、彼は白人だったから別になんか何の大事にも至らず、まあ、その後こうお酒の席で冗談で話すようなただの話のネタとしてなっただけだけど、うん、このジョージ・フロイドさんに関しては黒人だったためにそれが死刑宣告になってしまったわけじゃん、
うん、
だからこう人種が違うだけでこういうことが誰にでも起こり得る。その彼が何をしたとかそういう問題じゃなくて、何もしてなくても、何の落ち度もなくても、こう人種が足かせになってしまうっていう。
Well, there's just no way on earth that someone, a police officer should be putting their knee on someone's neck like that for
nine minutes.
It's like cartoonishly evil. I don't even know.
本当にそう、なんかさ、その人体の仕組みを分かってない。そもそも、それが意味が分かんない私は。
I don't know, you know, that he had the, if he didn't have, you know, intent to kill, then he's just, I don't even know what to make of it, you know, like, just sitting there crushing someone's neck for 9 minutes and that thought doesn't cross your mind that,
しかもなんか、だから一瞬で起きたことじゃないわけじゃん。動画見ても明らかだけど、ずっと首の上に乗ってて息できないって言われても無視し続けて、で、動かなくなってるのに、動かなくなってからも何分も首の上にずっと座ってるわけじゃん。
Well, I think...
しかもさ、その、首に乗ってる時に、I don't know if you... So you saw the whole thing, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, I think there was more video released later.But I didn't see that one.
Like that cop was like, その首の上に乗りながら get in the car, get in the car みたいな何回も言ってて and George Floyd was like, I can't みたいな感じ言ってんだけど、なんかその当たり前だし、ただのいじめというか全く不必要なやりとりじゃん。そう、こういうのが。
Sorry, do you remember the video of that police officer who hadshot this guy and then he shot a black man who later died, that he walked over to his body and dropped a taser. And this was like soon after body cams started.
Okay.
But he dropped a taser and framed the guy for taking his taser because they had a policy that if someone had taken your taser, then lethal force would be allowed because they could use the taser to immobilize you and then take your gun. So
there was another video circulating, like of cops, その黒人の人を押さえつけてて、でもう一人のカップがやってきて、なんかドラッグっぽいものをプラントしてる。で、それをフィルムしてた人に途中でそいつが気づいて追いかけてくるっていう動画があって、それも今すごいシーキュレーしてるけど、
なん
かそういう、だ今回だってさ、彼が亡くなったからここまで大事になってるけど、例えば数秒ギリギリでこう警察官が首からどいて生き残ったとするじゃん。そしたら何事もなかったようにさ、日々が過ぎてたわけじゃん。
The cop may have been doing this kind of thing for years. We don't know. And I think there needs to be better accountability of sort of the smaller scale acts of brutality. Because I think, you know, and it doesn't really get registered until someone dies, right?
Yeah.
So people are like almost dying, probably often enough.
Yeah.
And tracking...those cases would let us know maybe in advance which officers are, you know, not good for, you know, the community. And so they could have much more minor incidents of police brutality, commit more minor, not more as in the number of them, but a less severe case of police brutality, and then be put into some kind of rehabilitative something. Because right now it's like it goes all the way up until someone dying, and then, you know, if they're not convicted, they get moved to like a different, I don't know,
right,
county or something. It's like the Pope system.
そうだね、確かにね。
So I think there are really some areas where direct changes could be made quite quickly.And it would be disappointing if they didn't make those changes quickly. One other case is in Phoenix, and I've been watching the live streams of Phoenix because I have some family there. There was a guy named Deion Johnson who was shot and killed. But the officer was, I forget what they call it. I think he was like a DPS officer, so it's like a public... security. I don't know what the acronym stands for, but he's like not a normal police officer, so he didn't have the body cam.
Okay.
And then he was on a police motorcycle or an enforcement motorcycle, and the motorcycles don't have dash cams. The cars do, the motorcycles don't. So this Deion Johnson guy got shot and killed in Phoenix, and then people are demanding release the footage. And then the police department's like, well, there's no footage. So there's no resolution, which is infuriating for people. So I think any loopholes like that need to be closed. Like, just put a camera on the bike and if you're in law enforcement and you have lethal weapons, you got to wear a body camera, like, just period.
本当になんか、まあ、今ソーシャルメディアがあるからあるし、みんながカメラを持ってるから、今回のプロテストの様子とかも、まあ、みんなが公開してくれてるっていうかさ、見られるわけじゃん、だから実際どうなってるのかっていうのが、まあ、ちょっとずつでも見える部分があって、そうするとこう、なんだろう、白人の警察官ではぐれちゃった人がプロテスト、抗議活動に参加してる人から攻撃されないように、黒人の人たちがみんな守ってあげてる写真とか、すごいバイラルになってたけど、ああいうのとか、その黒人の人が警察官の前に立って、まあ、抗議してるところの前に白人の人が立って、まあ、攻撃されないように守ってあげるとか、そういうこうみんなで協力して、まあ、暴力沙汰にならないように、もうすごく気を使って頑張ってる面もたくさんあって、そういうのはなかなか報道されないから、みんながもうただめちゃくちゃに街を壊してるみたいな、なんかそういう印象操作がされてしまう、そこもなんかメディアはもうちょっと考えてほしいなって思うけど。
Yeah. And I hope, I mean, anyone in these areas should, you know, stay safe and...
Yeah.ね、コロナもあるから、なんかもう一瞬でちょっとコロナ忘れそうになっちゃう感じだけど、普通にそれも心配だから。
It still exists.
Yeah.
And, you know, this isn't, you know, going to help the corona situation, obviously.
だ、トランプがイランに向けてこう、ね、プロテストしてる人を撃つなみたいなことをツイッターで今年の初め頃言ってたけど、まさにそれと一緒で、その敵じゃないか、その国民対軍隊と国民対警察っていうのは全然意味が分からなくて、同じチームであるはずだから、そこをこう履き違えてしまうと本当におかしなことになるし、なんか一つ私が見た動画だと、You probably saw it too, but 普通にこうみんなが抗議して立ってる、もう別に何にも暴力とか何もない、普通にみんなこうピケットサインズ持って立ってるだけなんだけど、その馬に乗った警察官が来て、まあ、後ろから女の人を馬で蹴倒してる、でそれが起きたことによってガーって一気にもう何やってんなみたいになるんだけど、なんかそのだから警察官もそれで反射的にこう身構えるし、もう喧嘩になっちゃう。だそれがわざとやったのかわざとじゃないのか、まあそれは本人にしかわかんないし、動画見る限りもよくわかんないんだけど、わざとだったとしたら信じられないし、わざとじゃないにしてもさ、なんかこう、もう全然違うチームにいる前提だからさ、その謝っ、あ、ごめん、本当わざとじゃなかったんだって言う隙もないし、多分言う意もしないし。I don't know. It's just, yeah, like incredible.
There are definitely some bad police officers. I don't think that all cops are, you know, bad. I think a lot of them are outstanding. But
そうだから、そういう人たちもかわいそうだよね。自分たちはで、そのこ、だって警察官って言ったって黒人の人もいるわけじゃん。その人と一緒に働いてる人もいっぱい、そういっぱいいてさ、真面目に仕事ちゃんとやってる人たちもいっぱいいるのに、そういう一部の人種差別主義者とか一部のこう暴力的な人のせいでさ、なんか警察官みんなが悪いみたいなイメージもついてしまうし。
I think people should resist that. And, you know, I see the acronym ACAB. being written everywhere and on the internet, and it stands for all cops are bastards. So there's definitely a growing anti-police and anti-authority sentiment. And Anonymous hacked a police department, threatening to release information.
Yeah.
And they went from 1.5 million followers to now I think like 7.5 million or something. Enormous. And obviously they're a lawless organization, for better or worse. And I hope people can, you know, the police can find a way to regain the trust of the community. It doesn't work without their trust.
Yeah.
It just doesn't work. And they're protesting against police brutality. And so, you know, having the police show up and be brutal is the worst.
It's
the worst equation you can possibly run. So
だから結構本当にいろんな動画見てると信じられない行動を取る警察官っていうのがもう私の想像をはるかに超えていっぱいいるんだなっていう、そのデモをしてる普通にもうみんな若者とかでこうただただのゆっくりと道歩いてるだけなのに、後ろから来てのなんか歩いてきた警察官が何の前触れもなくいきなりメースとかを後ろからガーって吹きかけてたりとか、もうなんか本当のボリーみたいな、ブリとしか言いようがない、yeah. ただのいじめみたいな。
I'm sure the police are stressed out and furious too. You know, several police officers have been killed and,、
yeah.
and injured in all of this.
だからそのさ、お互いすごいストレスだし、敵対する気持ちを持って一度持ってしまって、それがどんどんアンプリファイされるような状況なわけじゃん。だからこそトランプ大統領みたいな人がもう寄り添ってとにかく分断を煽らないようにしなきゃいけないのに、真逆のことをずっと言い続けるっていう、もう本当に今すぐ誰かツイッターをやめさせてくれっていう感じ。本当に黙ってほしい。
Well, he can keep using his Twitter if he sends messages of peace and love.
いや本当そうだよ。
Unity, and he has a huge following. Everyone always looks at his Twitter. It's very powerful. Yeah, there's just no, you know.
It doesn't help. 本当に。
From space, this just looks so embarrassing.
He's not helping at all. 私日本のメディアもやっぱり、まあ、まあ国の、まあ、アメリカで起きてることを調べようと思った時に、ザ大統領が何言ってるかっていうのを注目するのはまあ分かるっちゃ分かるんだけど、それにあまりにも引きずられすぎてるし、こうアンティファのことをものすごくオーガナイズされた組織っていう、なんかアイシスみたいな感じで組織っていう風に勘違いしてる人もいっぱいいるし、もうなんかね、何なんだって感じ。
Well, there's definitely parts of Antifa that aren't helping, and pretty much everyone's asking those people to stop instigating violence, because, you know, I was watching these live streams and there were a lot of situations where, you know, someone was preparing to do something bad and other people had to stop them, like in among the protesters, you know, I'm sure you've seen the video,
yeah,
like some guys like making bricks and other guys are like bringing, you know,
yeah,
projectiles.
Oh my God. Yeah. And like,
so there's like people, I don't know how you can stop those people from showing up and doing that though. You know,
yeah.
There's just,
本当にこうなんだ、元々の問題がそもそもすごく大きくて、それに対して抗議するだけでも大変なのに、その暴力行動に及ぼうとする人を必死で同時に止めないといけないっていう、なんでここまでみんながこんなに頑張らなきゃいけないんだっていう、こう、まあ、私は日本に行って遠くから見てるわけだけど、なんかもうあまりにももどかしいっていうかさ、
It looks so crazy.
なんでここまでみんながやらないといけないかっていう。
Have you watched some of these live streams from the helicopters and just seen, you know, how many people there are in all of these different cities?
Yeah.
I was, even like last night, I mean, almost pretty much every day for the past, 4 days? It's been thousands of people, on the streets. I mean, when you have that many people, there's going to be crazy stuff going on. So,
yeah.
So, you know, you will see the arson, you'll see the looting, there's the, you know, the car chases, But these are people who don't trust law enforcement. And if they're, you know, if people are at the point of rioting, you know, you can tell them, hey, stop rioting. That's not how people work.
Yeah.
You know, it's
それも分かってるはずなのにね。なんで、なんで分か、別にもう誰にでも分かることじゃん。でも本当にまあ私は日本にいて、日本も本当に一言ではないというか、例えば入管センターで起きていることとか、それについて指摘されると、絶対に、いや、だって、そこに入るようなことしたわけでしょとかさ、まずそこを言う人がいるから、アメリカでは、それを言ってる人もちょっといるけど、やっぱりほとんど言わないじゃん、そんなこと。なぜならそこがポイントではないから。それは、今この超大メスになってるアメリカでも、あの、アメリカのいいところだと思う、私は。それを、分かってほしい、アメリカの人には。で、日本はそこから学ぶことはあると思うし。
America has a fundamental, very important emphasis on, you know, the sanctity of the individual. And the reason why people are saying that these problems are systemic, the police brutality, racism, is because they feel like as an individual, they're just existing, but somehow the environment is giving them a totally different output just because of their skin color. So I think, you know, they need to, first of all, reform how the police are managed and held accountable and, you know, carry out justice with those officers and all the other officers. You know, it's not just George Floyd. There have been several incidents recently.
Yeah, I mean, how many times? どんだけ同じことを繰り返すの本当に。
It's going to turn into another video. If it happens again, it's going to turn into another video, and it's going to turn into a whole other thing, and it's just going to, you know, show us all that it's not solved. So.
Yeah. 本当にそうだよ。
Yeah.
This is crazy.
It is crazy.
I mean, this is crazy, but I'm actually not surprised that this is happening. It really feels like it was just a matter of time.
Well, this pretty much the same thing on much smaller scales has happened every few years. This has happened, and there have been actual physical protests as well, obviously.
Protests
もやって created Black Lives Matter. That's not.
Yeah, protests もやってきたし、その例えばじゃあ NFL で kneeling の protests もやったし、もう散々いろんなことやってきて、それでも同じことが起きるっていう、それはこうなるでしょうねっていう。
We have the tools, I think, to make the situation much better. So. Hopefully that happens soon.
私まあ今回そのジョージ・フロイドのケースもみんながこう録画してたわけじゃん、動画を撮ってたし、それをインターネットで誰でも見ることができるし、まあその、あのバディキャンとかもそうだけどさ、その密室の中で何か行われるっていうよりは、まあみんな市民がきちんと監視できる、チェックできる体制になってるから。
And you can see the live protests, and there are individuals, there are the helicopters, and they have live streams, and then there are individuals on the ground, from Facebook Live to Periscope to some of these other live streaming apps, they're documenting what's happening there. You know, I saw some, I was watching some live stream, and some reporter got tackled while I was watching.
Wow.
It's like, well, but yeah, it's you see everything. But we know what the problems are, so I think, you know.
そうね、まあ、election も今年あるしね。
It's there's election stuff going on like right now. Like right now. So
yeah, and it's kind of annoying that Trump tries to, なんかその、デモクラッツがどうこうとか、なんか今それ、あなたが言ってどうするのって思うけどね、私は。なんかなんだろう、今その政局の話、 あの、他の人がするならいいよ。あの、一般市民が言うのはいいけどさ。
Well, at any given time, people, you know, Republicans are going to be criticizing Democrats, and Democrats are going to be criticing Republicans.
Yeah, but でも、プレゼデントっていう肩書きでさ、今この状況でさ、And he's thanking himself in 第三者目線。
He gave a, what I thought was an okay speech after the launch to space. It was the first thing he did, and he gave a speech. And
because he's not writing his speech, right? That's the thing. Twitter, he's writing stuff.
I don't know who's writing it.
Speech writers.
But if he had just stuck to what he was saying, you know, and not go on Twitter and just make everything so much worse.
It's because it's not his own words. He just probably forgets it as he speaks.
But it doesn't matter. As long as he's, you know, I don't care if it's his words. If he needs to hire someone else to do his Twitter, that's fine. It could still be better.
Yeah, but like, so that's something that Trump can never do. And that's why he got this position to begin with, right? And he speaks, you know, well, from his heart. And that's what he's doing right now.
Well, what we want is for Trump to take action to make the situation better. And hopefully he will do that. And I'm sure, you know, there's no way the message isn't getting to him. So we'll see what he does with the message.
Yeah, in the meantime, 本当にもう分断を煽らないでほしい。
Mm-hmm.
次。ケンブリッジ大学工学部のチームが機械学習を使いオムレツを作れるロボットを開発しました。このロボットは卵を割って料理をし、出来上がったオムレツをお皿に盛り付けるまで全て自動で行うことができます。味付けについては人間が全ての味付けのオムレツを食べて評価するわけにはいかないため、ベイズ推定を用いて少しのデータサンプルから最大限の情報を絞り出す手法を選びました。また人間は食べ物の味において絶対評価より相対評価の方が得意なので、逐次ではなくバッチ学習でアルゴリズムを作りました。
A team at the Cambridge University's Department of Engineering used machine learning to create a robot which cooks omelets. The robot cracks an egg, makes the omelet, and places it on a plate, all done automatically. As for the taste, because humans don't go tasting every omelet there is, they used a tool called Bayesian inference to maximize the information they could extract from the data sample. As humans are better at comparative evaluation than absolute evaluation when it comes to food, the researchers leveraged a batch algorithm.
What, the humans don't go tasting every omelet there is? どういうこと? いや、あの、そのね、サンプルを、データサンプルを作るときに、例えば塩を 5g の場合、6g の場合みたいな感じで多分全部をテストすることができないから、
mm-hmm.
その大体こんぐらい、大体こんぐらいみたいな感じで、こう、あとは、mm-hmm. あの、予測するっていう方法を取りましたっていうことだと思う。あの、
Sorry, that wasn't an elegant translated expression of what you're trying to say.
で、そう、当然そのロボット自体が卵を割って料理をしないといけないから、高度な操作性とかセンサー技術が求められるのはもちろんのこと、仕上がりが大体毎回同じじゃないといけないわけじゃん、食べ物の場合。
うん。
なんか、毎回全然違うものができちゃうみたいなのと困っちゃうから、それも、あの、まあ、チャレンジングというか、難しいポイントらしい。
うん。So, what does this robot look like? Is it like it's a consumer product? So you can, I mean, I guess they just made it in their research, but are they planning to have it so you can, you know, install it in your kitchen? Or is it for like hotel buffets? You know, they usually have a guy that just makes omelets at
yeah,
the buffet.
Yeah, yeah.
Like the omelet guy. His job is running out of time.
そう、なんかオムレツってそのシェフのなんていうの、登竜門じゃないけど、こうちゃんと料理できるかを確かめるためにはまずオムレツができないとダメみたいな、なんかそういうのがシェフの世界ではあるらしくて、うん、なのでっていう、ロボット自体はね、うん、結構でかい、こういうなんていうんだろう、 ロボットアームみたいな。
何メートル？ Is it just arms or？
うん、あ、
It doesn't come with like a torso.
あ、そういうなんかあの顔がついてるとかその人間っぽい見た目とかっていうわけじゃなくて、あの、
Not yet.
うん、大きいこうアームみたいな。で、卵割って、うん、あのフライパン取ってきてそこに卵の液を入れて、でこうかき混ぜるやつを取ってきてぐるぐる混ぜてみたいな。
Does it have a hand?
うん。
With like five fingers、
うんうん、
on it?
あの、そういうだからね、なんか人間的な要素は全くない。
What does the hand look like? Is it just a pincher?
うん、pincher、うん。Pincher?
Two fingers?
これ。
How many fingers?
これどうやって掴んでんのかな。あ、でも卵はね、あ、うん、あ、でもね、ペン、
Can you count the fingers or fingers?
Fingers じゃないね。あ、finger、あ、でもこう、うん、そうだね。このなんていうの、こういうのなんていうんだっけ。あのガチャン、
like、tongs?
ガチ、あのレゴ、レゴ、レゴの人の。手わかる？
レゴの人の
手レゴの
名前ある？
こういうさ、U字っていうかそういうやつ、うん、で挟むって感じで、卵を割るときは自分のその手ではもちろんできないから、卵をあらかじめなんか挟んであるやつをガチャッと押して、それでぐしゃって割るみたいな。
Does it have two arms or just one arm?
1個かな、一本、
うん、
でオムレツって言ってもね、卵焼きみたいな感じ。
あ、oh. yeah.
だからその、
yeah. Can it? It can only make omelets?
今はね、そう。
Are they planning to make it so it can also cook?Like Eggs Benedict or something?
Eggs Benedict はちょっと急に全然なんだろう、コンプレックス度が
レベル
違うけど、うん、でも多分もうちょっと違うものも作れるようにするんじゃない。
How much would you pay for this?
え、これ？
If it wasn't super huge and it would just, you could install it in your kitchen, it would take up
え、このね、でも
Some of your space, but...
でもね、そもそもすっごい大きいんだけど、この動画を見る限り今この感じだといらない。
But it makes omelets. It's an omelet machine. I'm saying how much would you pay?
これ全然いらない。
Would you pay?
いらない。
Like, not even like.
これただでも正直いらない。いや、あの、これすごいまだやっぱ、
What if they
やっぱ初歩段階というかさ、そのこれからやね、すごい。まあ、これでも多分その技術分かってる人からしたらすごいことなんだけど、その素人の私からするとまだこう第一歩っていう、うん、いらない。自分でやった方が早い。
What if it could make anything?
それは欲しいでしょう。
Now you're interested.
それはそうでしょう。
If it can make anything.
え、だったら欲しいでしょう。だってそしたらむしろキッチンいらないからさ、機械が大きくてもその機械の場所だけあれや、
うん、
いいわけでしょ。その
It could be some robot that hangs from the ceiling. It can like put things in the microwave and like use all the other stuff too、
うん、
It would like sharpen the knives.
いや、
like,
しかもなんていうの、そのキッチンが今人間用にオプティマイズされてるからこの広さだけど、うん、それロボット用にしてもうちょっとこうちっちゃくできるとかさ、であれば、
うん、
いや、めっちゃ助かるよね。
I want the laundry folding one, if I'm honest, more than
Oh my god, yes. Well, they have it, right? It exists,
it sucks.
Right? But
it sucks. You have to like put the shirt in a special way. The shirt's inside out. It catches on fire or something. I don't know. But there's like so many there's just so many edge cases and like different types of clothing. Maybe for men's clothing, it's easier. But I'm sure for folding like women's clothing, you know, you need a team of like four men to do that efficiently, right? Like, I get super confused. So I think that it would be much more difficult for an AI to do women's clothing than men's clothing. Because if it's just like, for pants, it's like, okay, are these long pants or shorts?
Right.
All the underwear is exactly the same.
確かに.
And then there's a bunch of t-shirts, and then shirts with collars, and then sometimes the sleeve is a different length. But that's it.
そうだね.
I mean, some guys, you know, get more expressive. But for most guys, it's pretty, you know, simple.
そうね.
So that may take a while for them to fold women's laundry.
そうね. But yeah, this is interesting because いつも言ってるけど、 やっぱそのテクノロジーの発展 イコール こう家事とかをやらなくていい人間はもう、リタイアして楽に暮らせるっていう未来、私は子供の時から思い描いてるわけだから、それにこうちょっとでも近づいてるっていうのはワクワクする、個人的には。
So the next generation, like your kids' generation, may not need to do so many chores when they actually become, you know, by the time they turn 30, it may not even be that valuable a skill, making omelets.
Yeah, I guess.
I don't know, but I wouldn't go in, I wouldn't try to become an omelet maker like right now. Like I wouldn't start practicing omelet making right now.
なんか今までもね、パンケーキとなんだっけな、ピッツァ and cookie か。 はロボットで作るのをやったチームがいるって書いてあったかな。まあこの今回のオムレツもね、もう本当にパンケーキみたいな感じで、こうなんていうの、フライパンに乗せたやつそのまま焼いてもうおしまいって感じなんだよね。だから確かにパンケーキも同じ要領で。
Wait, so this isn't like a, it's not putting, you know,
そうそう、だから、そうそう、オムレツって聞いて想像するような感じではないというか、さっき言ったみたいに卵焼きの、しかも一層、なんて言うんだろう、なんか折り曲げてもくれてないから、ペローンって一枚パンケーキみたいな感じ、本当にだから銅をフライパンに流し込んで焼いたら、もうおしまい、はい、出来上がりみたいな、そういうこと。
But it beats the egg?
Yeah.
It's an omelet,
yeah.
right? It's not so it has a thing that beats the egg?
Yeah, it whisks the egg and then it puts it in the pan and then it kind of stirs it to make it fluff, I guess.
What's the main robot that you would want in your house if you could get one right now? For like chores. What is the most desirable?
Most.
Like what chore do you not want to do the most? Do you want a robot that like feeds the cats? Do you want a robot that like makes breakfast or folds the laundry? Or I want a robot that goes to the ohuro and presses the oidaku button.
No,
that doesn't make any sense.
掃除かな、やっぱ.
But they have that with the Roomba. Oh, but it doesn't dust chairs.
そうそう、なんか机拭いたりとか床もちゃんと拭き掃除したりとかをもう全部自動で、だから子供が落とした食べかすとかこぼしたものとかを全部勝手にやっといてほしい。
If something goes like next to the reizouko and it's hard to reach, the Roomba is completely useless, right? They don't have Roombas that can go in there. So we need like a little army of Roomba cockroaches that go and pick up all the cool meat.
Yeah, I would love that.
I don't want them to look like roaches.
No.
You accidentally smash your $800 Roomba cockroach.
No.
No.
そうね。それもいいし、あとやっぱ今コロナでずっと、あ、言っちゃいけない、あの、病気で。<laughs>
Oh, no.
I meant Corona beer, okay? その病気で今みんな家にいるわけじゃん。 そうするとこう、うん、自分の分もいつもだったらランチとかもう本当にいいや食べなくてとかできるんだけど、夫がいるからちゃんと作んないといけない。で自分と夫の分で子供の分ってなると、もう何回お皿洗って食器棚に戻して、うちしかも食洗機あるからさ、あのそこまで文句も言えないけども、うん、ただこうリンスして食洗機入れて、で乾いたらその食器棚に戻してを一日に何サイクルもやるわけじゃん。だから食器棚に食器棚に勝手に戻してほしい。
どんだけ。Do you have the thing that what do you call it? There's like a blender inside your sink. What is that thing called?
Blender inside your sink?
The food
disposer. Blender.
Is that what
yeah,
it's called?
Disposer. あるよ、あるある。
Yeah, that seems like it makes a big difference. What does that do? It just blends everything, and it just
yeah.
Like what is, and then it just goes. Does it just go in the piping, or
it
like,
goes to a different piping? I think like a special. So like my apartment came with it. Obviously.
You didn't have it.
Yeah,
installed.
No, I don't think you can do that.
I need to have this. I can't live without
it. I don't think you could do that, but it makes a humongous difference. I mean, I'm so used to it now. I don't think I can live without it. Like the fact that you don't.
Does the dishwasher make a difference?
Oh my god, duh, difference? Yes. Yes. Oh, it makes a huge difference. Anyone who doesn't have it should go get it if there's space in your kitchen.
Not you. My place is so tiny.
Well, but then like I guess だ子供いなかったらまだどうにかなるけど、子供いると本当になんか急に洗い物が子供一人でも本当に今までの3倍ぐらいの感じになっちゃうから。
I always feel like you're picking up the dish and you got the sink going and you could just wash it right there, but you わざわざ put it in the dishwasher and then you like wait and come back later and you take it out of the dishwasher and you have it in your hand there again. And it like, is it making it that much easier overall?
Or... 絶対 yeah.
Okay.
なんだその洗いにくいものとかあるじゃん、やっぱ細かいなんか部品みたいのとかさ、あとそのコップとかで深いやつとか、なんだ結局そういうの結構いろいろあって、あとストローとかなんか何繰り返し使うその子供の水筒のストローとか何でもいいんだけど、なんかこうなかなか洗いにくいものは全部そこに突っ込んで、yeah.
But then for those things, I don't really trust the dishwasher that much. Does it ちゃんと like
ピカピカよ。
Okay.
ピカピカよ。
You know that that movie Wall-E?
Yeah.
You've seen Wall-E, right? Where everyone's in those... You haven't seen it?
The Disney one?
You haven't seen Wall-E?
No.
Yeah. What? It's like one of the best Disney movies.
あ、そうなんだ。
Yeah. But it's basically America right now.
Okay.
Not right now. In the future. It's America
near
in the future. And distant future.
Right.
And people become like really lazy because technology is just making everything easier and easier. Hey. And so everyone gets pretty obese and floats around on these like maglev chairs, and they all have like sodas all the time. And they're like floating around on this space station. And it's sort of like it's a ridiculous, cartoonish exaggeration of what the effects of like robotics and automation could do to us. You know, we stop thinking for ourselves, we stop cleaning for ourselves, we, you know, everything's automatic, and you just kind of sit in this chair consuming endless entertainment until you're gone. I don't know if the omelet machine is a step in that direction, but I do remember, like, so I went to American public school, in Texas when I was really small. And we had, you know, people cleaning up for us, and you know, it was a public school. It was an American public school. But so there were janitors, and we didn't have to clean anything, and we didn't have to do anything to prepare the food. We didn't have to do, if you were a student, you didn't do any of that stuff. That's other people's, you know, they do that for you. And then I came to Japan, and all of a sudden I got to help get the food out, and I got to help like clean the floors. And at first it's like, well, why can't they afford a janitor? And it's like, no, that's not the point. The point is that you take care of the classroom, and you know, you feel connected to it because you're responsible for, you know, cleaning it, and you care about the food. You're not going to waste it. You helped serve it, you know. So with automation, we become a little more distant. I mean, we don't all need to be like komari, but we become a bit detached from things that otherwise we would care more about, I think.
So, net. And sometimes you need to have some stuff. Like, 今その家でみんないるときにさ、なんか、それこそこんまりで全部捨てちゃった人とか、ちょっと困ってる人いるんじゃないかなって思ってた。
うん、
あれ捨てなきゃよかったな、みたいな。こうなるのと分かっていれば、みたいな。あ、次。
Researchers in Finland have discovered a new form of matter called quark matter inside the cores of the largest neutron stars. The researchers used data from 2017 LIGO and Virgo measurements of gravitational waves generated by a neutron star merger, which clarified the upper limit for tidal deformability, to derive radii of 13 kilometers and a mass of two suns for the colliding neutron stars. Additionally, the researchers concluded that the diameter of the core of a massive stable neutron star can exceed half of the entire star itself, and that the core is so dense that it has collapsed into quark matter. Normal matter consists of atoms which have nuclei composed of protons and neutrons surrounded by negatively charged electrons. However, in a neutron star, the neutrons and protons are so dense that the star itself becomes one large atomic nucleus. The paper was published in Nature Physics.
フィンランドの研究チームが最も大きい中性子星の核の部分にクォーク物質と呼ばれる新しい形の物質を発見しました。チームは2017年に LIGO と VIRGO が測定した中性子星の合体によって生成された重力波のデータを使用し、潮汐変形可能性の上限を明らかにしました。またこの情報を使い、衝突している中性子星が半径 13km であることや、その太陽2個の質量を導き出しました。さらにチームは巨大な安定中性子星の核部分の直径は、その星全体の直径の半分を超える可能性があり、核部分の密度が非常に高いため、崩壊しクォーク物質になっていると結論付けています。普通の物質は陽子と中性子で構成された原子核が負に帯電した電子に囲まれた原子で構成されています。ただし、中性子星では中性子と陽子が非常に密集しているため、星自体が一つの大きな原子核になっています。この論文は Nature Physics に掲載されました。
Yep.
どういうこと? So it's a new...form of matter.
Yeah. People have been, well, astronomers, cosmologists, particle physicists, etc., have been trying to figure out what the matter looks like inside of a neutron star. Because when they try to, they've tried to simulate this with supercomputers, and it hasn't been working out. It's not, they're not getting conclusive answers from that.So rather than just trying to analyze the same models with more and more power, they found some different information to help with that, and that was the gravitational waves measurement, which helped them figure out the radius of these objects. And we've talked about neutron stars before, probably more than once. But this particular experiment, not experiment, this research, basically, according to their calculations, the probability that neutron stars are composed of normal nuclear matter is now extremely low. So we're not 100% sure, but in terms of the probability, if in order for neutron stars to not have quark matter, then the speed of sound inside the neutron star would have to like reach the speed of light. You know, there's just stuff that comes out of the math that seems to indicate that it's almost certainly this quark matter. And that's because of the density of these objects. These are not the most dense, but almost the most dense objects in the universe. So, you know, we have objects on Earth that vary in density. You know, foam would be low density, right? And then, like, I don't know, lead or something would be really high density. But this stuff is so much more dense than even lead. I saw something about there was an example. Oh, here it is. So a normal-sized matchbox containing neutron star material would have the weight of approximately 3 billion tons. A matchbox of neutron star.
どんだけデンスなんだ?
And the same weight as 0.5 cubic kilometer chunk of Earth.
Whatever that means.
So if you take half a kilometer cubed, right? So if you imagine a cube where the sides are half a kilometer, right? All that material would need to be condensed to the size of a matchbox to have the same density as a neutron star. And then...
面白いね.
I guess because of how dense they are, the magnetic fields are also like quadrillions of times stronger than Earth's magnetic field. So it's like, it's such a powerful magnet, it doesn't even like make sense in our brains. But
yeah, 桁がちょっと違いすぎてなんか想像することもできないけど。
And the whole freaking neutron star, they generally have a radius around 10 kilometers. So they're quite small compared to
this one.
Pretty much any other object. And so a neutron star is the collapsed core of a giant star, right? And if the star had been any larger, if it exceeded 30 solar masses, a solar mass is the mass of our sun, then it would have become a black hole instead. So it's the closest object in mass before you reach black hole.
ギリギリ.
Yeah, so that's why they're so interested in them, because, you know, it's kind of like what can happen right, you know, at the stage right before black hole density. And then black holes, obviously, you know, it breaks through to this singularity, right? We don't know what's happening there. But.
So this is...
Yeah, maybe we can find one and fly close to it or something. You know, they actually don't generate heat once they form. They have residual heat, but it's not an active star anymore, a neutron star. So they cool down. So the ones that we're able to observe are the ones that haven't cooled down that much yet. So there's a bunch of them that have just totally cooled off, and I don't know where they are. It's weird.
Where is this?
where is this? Well, they're talking about neutron stars in general.
Oh, in general.
So it's not... Yeah, I mean, they're using the data from that particular event,
right.
The one measured by LIGO and Virgo in 2017, but...
Oh, so it's like, oh, it's
true.
Not... Okay, it's not for this one event, but like neutron stars in general.
They learned something about pretty much all neutron stars. So this is... The debate was whether or not the nuclei of the atoms could be compressed to a point where they merge into a single nuclei. So a neutron star is like a gigantic nucleus of an atom that's like 20 kilometers across. And it's really bizarre. Atoms are really bizarre already.
Yeah.
You know, they're like mostly nothing. That's why the neutron star is so dense, is because atoms, the nucleus of an atom is super tiny compared to the electron cloud around it, right? It's like a dot. So if you got rid of all the electrons and just took the dots and clumped those together into a 20 kilometer across ball, that's basically what this
is. That's so weird.
I don't know what we can do about it, but. That's what's going. That's what they're finding, I guess.
面白いね.
I like neutron stars. They're like my favorite star, I think.
Maybe we should make a neutron star t-shirt.
Well, if they have a collision event, they can start rotating like crazy and create this like electromagnetic pulsar thing. And it kind of looks like a lighthouse. And it has a north and south pole. And so that's a kind
cool.
of neutron star object that's like really unique. And because it like, it, as it's spinning, we see the flashes of the poles. Yeah. 次. Researchers obtained DNA from 26 Dead Sea Scroll fragments which did not contain writing and conducted a DNA analysis to find clues of their origins. Their tests found that all of the fragments were made from sheepskin except for two, which were made from cowhide. The researchers proceeded with the assumption that the fragments fragments of more closely related sheep were more likely to be from the same document. Their analysis was able to confirm that 7 of 8 fragments attributed to the Qumran scribal practice came from closely related sheep, suggesting they originated from the same region, lending credibility to the attribution. The researchers also confirmed that the fragments from the Book of Jeremiah likely came from 2 different versions, a sheep version and a cow version. As cows could not be raised in the Judean desert, the cow fragments must have originated elsewhere.
Where's this research team from? Do you know?
I didn't write that for some reason.
Well, I'm just going to go ahead and read it first, though. 研究チームがヘブライ語聖書の最古の写本である司会文書の中で文章のない26の断片から DNA を採取し司会文書の起源の手がかりを見つけるため DNA 分析を行いました。その結果牛の皮から作られた2つを除き全ての断片が羊の皮でできていることが分かりました。チームは DNA が似ている羊でできた断片同士は同じ文書から来たものである可能性が高いという仮説を立てて研究を進めていました。今回の分析によりクムラン写字法に属すと考えられる8つの断片のうち7つが近親関係にある羊のものであることが分かりました。つまりその断片は同じ地域で作られたものであり実際にクムラン写字法を使った文書から来ている可能性が高いことが分かります。さらにエレミア書の断片の分析では元の文書が羊バージョンと牛バージョンで2つ存在したようであることを確認しました。牛はユダヤ砂漠での飼育が不可能であったため牛の破片は他の場所で作られたと考えられます。
This research was done by biblical scholars at Tel Aviv University.
Tel Aviv 大学。Dead Sea Scroll は本当に面白いよね。
Yeah, there's some of the oldest religious scripture. And also, the Dead Sea Scrolls have been found to have significant parallels to other religious scriptures that were written later. So, it's believed that it holds a lot of the, I don't know, missing links between religions and could lend some insight to the origins of religions, certain religions. So it's really, the scrolls are very important to a lot of Christians and to a lot of Jews specifically.
数ヶ月前にさ、アメリカのなんか DC かどっかの、あの博物館で展示してた Dead Sea Scroll のフラグメントが偽物だったみたいなニュースあったよね。
Yeah, that was like, I don't know, 70 fragments or something at one museum. But there's over 10,000 scrolls documented. So, and nobody questions the legitimacy of the, you know, the other 99.9% of material. But there's a lot of money to be made in making fake scrolls. I mean, people made fake Picassos and fake...
いや、なんかそのアメリカのやつは、なんだっけ、靴の革でできてたみたいな、その偽物はね。なんか。
What were the, so is that cow?
わかんない。
If you did a DNA analysis, it wouldn't come up shoes. It would come up, you know, cow.
しかもなんでシューってわかったんだろうね。I don't know.
Shoe DNA.
Yeah, I don't know the details, but それはちょっと覚えてた。
Yeah, how did they find out it was shoes? That's crazy. It's probably a rabbit hole. But, so these scrolls were, did I say this already? Written around 300 BC. You know, so they're thousands, well, you know, more than 2,000 years old.They were discovered in 1946 in Qumran, which is the west bank of Israel. And it describes or can be inferred from the scripture that, that these people were intensely messianic. So they had a strong belief in a Messiah that was coming. They were also apocalyptic.They had baptism, they worshipped wilderness, they were led by some priest that they called the Teacher of Righteousness, who was murdered by the establishment priesthood in Jerusalem at the time. Could be Jesus. Yeah, I found some passages from a translation of the Dead Sea Scrolls, if you want to hear that. So one part said, and there are a lot of missing parts, so there's like missing words and stuff. I mean, there's no way around that. But so it said, I shall speak out freely, and I shall express my various sayings among you, those who would understand parables and riddles.And those who would penetrate the origins of knowledge, along with those who hold fast to the wonderful mysteries, those who walk in simplicity, as well as those who are devious in every activity of the deeds of humanity, those with a stiff neck, a hard plate, and all the mass of the Gentiles with. And then they don't have the rest of it. So that they would know the difference between good and evil. There's a lot of good and evil talk.There's a part that says, consider the soothsayers, those teachers of sin. Say the parable, declare the riddle before we speak. Then you will know if you have understood. Your foolishness, for the vision is sealed up from you. and you have not properly understood the eternal mysteries, and you have not become wise in understanding, for you have not properly understood the origin of wisdom. But if you should unseal the vision, all your wisdom, for to you, hear now what wisdom is. Lights of the stars for a memorial of his name, hidden things of the mysteries of the light and the ways of darkness, the times of heat with the periods of cold, the breaking of day and the coming of night, the origins of things. So there's a lot of writing talking about, you know, referencing the beginning of time, I guess, and good and evil, light and darkness. There's a lot of duality in their concepts. It's kind of like Gnostic, mystical.
It's interesting how we've been asking the same questions for ever. Yeah. We're still asking the same questions. I found a page on National Geographic about the shoe leather problem. It said that it was made of leather. The fake ones were made of leather that it's too thick or something. And then, so the leather itself is ancient. And one possibility is that they come from ancient leather shoes or sandals.
Have they done a DNA test on that?
I don't know. Shoe leather? It says one of the fragments has a row of what look like artificially made holes, somewhat similar to those found in Roman era shoes. So I guess that's where the shoe.
What if those fake scrolls are super valuable because they're made from like Roman shoes?
Yeah, so
it's like in a different exhibit for, I don't know.
Yeah, so I guess fake the way it. すごい古い。
うん。
古いは古いんだね。
I think there may be a lot of other situations in which this sort of genetic testing, DNA testing, could be helpful and reveal things about, you know, pharaohs and who knows, ancient alien theories or you know, how human beings got here. It is a mystery. Like the people of who left this in Qumran cave are saying, you know, anyone can define their life as a path or as a quest or as a mystery, and the mystery about human beings, yourself living in this reality, is real. And that's why religion was created in the first place. It's because there is a real mystery. Animals don't need church or religion for no reason. If there is no mystery, you know.
Do you think they're going to run a DNA test for other fragments too, or...
Sure. I mean, as the cost of DNA testing goes down, it will be applied by, you know, much more broadly. Right now, there's always the cost consideration for this kind of research, you know. So, you know, you have to send it to a lab and there's a whole process to not, you know, get the wrong result. And
this is so interesting, right? Like how その羊の DNA の近さでそのなんていうの文書の関係性を読み解くっていうか、それはすごい。あ、そういう方法があるんだっていう。
They actually found some texts. They found a non-biblical text called Songs of the Sabbath Sacrifice, and they found copies of that of the same book. They found versions or copies of that. 55 kilometers away in a place called Masada, right? But they don't know whether someone brought it, right, from the Qumran caves, or if people in Masada made their own version from scratch. But they did the DNA test, and they found that that text, the Songs of the Sabbath Sacrifice, was actually genetically different from the Qumran sheep, even though the text was the same, which means that the people living in Masada made their own copy. And that's like, you know, it's not a million, it's not 100%, but we're very confident about this specific detail about this, you know, this script from thousands of years ago. And it's amazing to extract any information like that, you know, from so long ago.
すごい面白い。なんかこの発想自体も面白いし。
Mm-hmm. What do you think about this? I often, well, I always think about this mystery, I guess, you know, that there's some secret about this planet that we're living on.
Okay.
And we're kind of, we are a bit uncomfortable in this contrived reality that we inhabit.
Right.
And, you know, people have been wondering about the origin of things for thousands of years, right? So are we getting close, or is it just an illusion?
That alone is another secret, right? I mean, that we won't know.
Maybe. But I think, I don't know. The world is interesting, more interesting if you can acknowledge, I guess, the mysterious nature of the world. And
yeah, for sure.
Like, we had something in common with these people.
Yeah.
Right?
本当だよ。なんか当時の人が多分想像もできないようなテクノロジーを今持ってるわけだけど、それでも同じクエスチョンしてるっていうのは当時の人からするとがっかりするかな。どうかな、わかんないけど。
And these people from thousands of years ago, we've received their message.
Yeah.
Right? I just read it. I just read parts of it. We received their message. They sent a message over 2,000 years into the future.
Yeah, they'd be like, who would have known?
And if they hadn't used, you know, sheepskin with DNA in it, we'd have less information.
So, ne.
And these people managed to successfully pass on, you know, human civilization for thousands of years. And, you know, as chaos breaks out globally and we just had this pandemic disease thing, you know, there's a little bit of an apocalyptic
vibe. Makes me want to go to the museum.
And we'll end up in the museum. Well, hopefully there's a museum after us still.
So on it.
But there was so much sacrifice and effort, human effort, to get civilization all the way to this point.
Yeah.
Today. And we all have the same ancestors if you go back far enough, you know. So, I don't know. It's crazy. In this super high-tech time, we all got the smartphones. We're all so connected. But it's chaos, you know?
Yeah, especially
and
for the last week, No, someone was tweeting saying, like they had to eat the pandemic ration for dinner because they forgot to go grocery shopping before the curfew for the protests. And it's like, なんていうの、物事が重なりすぎて、なんだろう、その備蓄品を食べないといけないっていう、なんか数ヶ月前にも想像できないようなことが次々起きるっていう。 I mean, this year is definitely crazy.
And all the normal bad stuff is still going on, you know, like, I don't know, I don't pay too close attention, but orangutans are being butchered and people are getting malaria yeah. and, you know, all the whole smorgasbord of situations yeah. is still operating, humming beneath everything. Yeah.
Yeah. I really think that people need to be careful with their mental health now more than ever.
Yeah.
I kind of got into a weird zone, Monday or something. Like it was really strange. At night, I was trying to go to sleep. I couldn't. And then it was like 3, 4 a.m. And I was like, oh, shit, my son's going to wake up soon. I really got to sleep. And then, but like my mm-hmm. mind was racing like crazy, thinking about all the things that's happening. And yeah. it's kind of like I'm, なんて言えばいいんだろうね。なんか寝てるのか寝てないのかわかんない。I don't know. My mind was in a weird place for some hours. And then I was like, oh shit, like I need mm-hmm. to step back a little bit from the social media and stuff.
Yeah, well, the news always wants engagement and, you know.
Yeah, and I feel like
all of us become fodder to, you know, any kind of sensationalism, any kind of,
yeah,
you know, all the divisive rhetoric and upsetting images are coming through.
Yeah, and this time
the media, and you don't know when to turn it off exactly. Like, can I turn it off? I kind of need to know what's
yeah.
going on too.
And so like, it's like, you know. I don't think there's been any like protests for incident or whatever with so many different videos and pictures, you know, from like mm-hmm. normal citizens.
Mm-hmm.
So, and a lot of them are really shocking.
It's like virtual reality, you know. I don't think it'll be that much more traumatic if you had a VR headset on.
Right.
Because, you know, when you see something like that and you're empathizing yeah. with these people, you can be sitting, you know, on the other side of the world. We see the protests outside the United States, all over the world. Yeah. People are responding to this emotionally as human, any human would. So what is the, there's an expression among, well, I don't know if I want to quote a revolutionary, but there was this guy who said, the first responsibility of a revolutionary is to survive.
Right.
So if you, you know, get taken out because of your mental health or anything else, or you're not even, if you don't even care that much about the cause, and then you're getting taken out by mental health, that's like even creating an even worse situation. So, you know, certainly we all have, to deal with this personal reality of there's, you know, an infinite amount of depressing, shocking material that you
yeah.
can go through. Right. So, you know, you have to manage your own information diet, I guess. And, you know, if you can read something instead of, I don't know, it just depends on how you're feeling about it. If you feel like you're near your limit, you might be.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, it's just, it's really impossible not to get emotional watching these videos and, you know, get angry and
humans.
And it's shogunai, you know, I mean, I'm a human and that's shogunai, and it is stressful and that's shogunai too, but.
Mm.
It's really difficult.
Yeah, most human beings are good people. A lot of people are freaking out and, you know, doing things in the heat of the moment. I think people are just fighting to have the same thing. Human beings mostly just want the same things, you know, which is peace, love, security.
Yeah.
Validation.
Yeah, and like most people are good, and that's why it's harder to watch, you know, because it's like, why do the good people have to, you know, suffer and work so hard to get something that's supposed to be atarimae?
Well, if someone lights something on fire, that's going to be in the
news. I know.
News.
And so...
And that's how the media
works.
Yeah,
so like that makes me, you know, angry with the media too. And it's just endless.
Well, we just have to know that, you know, that's what's going on. So like, unless you're just watching a flat live stream and you're watching clips, you're going to be watching cherry-picked from one side or another. Some people are just watching videos of you know, looting and violence from fringe actors, and then some people are watching videos of cops, you know, beating people, and they're not watching any of the videos of cops and protesters embracing, or, you know, and how do you weigh all this stuff out? It's just like, you know.
Yeah.
I don't think you can, our brains can really, you know, measure it. So we should just focus on what's clear, which is.
And that's exactly why, like, I really think, well, to me personally, so far, it's best to avoid anything in Japanese about this matter, because a lot of it just tries to simplify the whole situation. And it's inaccurate.
Well, I think it should be in Japanese, you know, but
it's just, it's not really, it's kind of rare though. 本当に。でも今回ばっかりはやっぱり日本語で読まない方がいい。Anyway, 文字起こしのテキストはバイリンガルニュースの公式アプリ、Mac、iPhone、iPad、Android 版があるのでそちらからチェックしてみてください。月額240円で全部のテキスト読み放題。あと英語表現解説エッセイもやっています。あとは、各エピソードごとの宿題も出しているのでそちらもチェックしてみてください。 bilingualnews.jp ではストアもあるのでそちらも見てみてください。いろんなグッズを売っています。結構なんか売り切れそうになってるやつが、まあ、サイズで結構売り切れてるのは結構あるけど、あと在庫残りわずか、クマムシ T シャツとかもうあと数個ぐらいしかないとか、なのでぜひ。
We have a new thing.
あ、そうだね。まだ来週かな。いや、お楽しみに。Twitter、Facebook、Instagram やってるので、そちらもフォローお願いします。おしまい。バイ。
バイ。